Good morning. It's Mind the Gap with Helmed. Thanks, Mikey, for brief and straight to the point introduction from 9:30 to 11. As always, it's a Mind the Gap thing. That means it's a way of looking at mostly human behavior. Just fascinates me just how dumb we are. I mean, as a species, I mean, we like to tell ourselves that we are we are most evolved, or we are more intelligent than any other human beings. But as a fellow human beings, I would like to believe every time that, every time we say that, I really want to believe it. But I listen to us tell each other that, and then when I look at the things that we do, I can't help but think just the how that, contradicts what we just say. Take, for example, I came across one Asian guy, Asian American. I'm not sure which part of Asia. So, because, when I see Jet Li eyes, I just assume Asian. Well, the very same way that, for some reason, a lot of people in Asia, when they see someone who is black, most of them assume African American. To some of us are just African without the American part, So what do I mean by, how dumb human beings can be? Very curious guy, pointed out, I think he's one of those people that gives, a lot of advice on a lot of more like a household type of things. So, someone asked him, what's the best skincare routine? And, someone that, enjoy some of these videos, I'm just there going like, a skincare routine? People have time for, some of us just slaps Vaseline on there and we're out of that house. And a lot of people now begin to wonder, how do you wake up this time and manage to get to work this time? It's because my shower takes less than 5 minutes. What am I scrubbing? I just woke up. It's not like I was just, wallowing in mud. No. I just woke out of my blankets, and I don't care what you say, my blankets are as clean as they can be. Let's stick to as clean as they can be. Plus, it would be very difficult for anyone to argue with me on that one, because, well, the only person that knows my blankets better than me is me. Now, that didn't come out as fancy as I thought it would be. But let's fast track back here. The question was, what is the best skincare routine? And his response was, he responded by starting with a question. What is the biggest organ on a human body? And as you can imagine, people went bananas with liver, legs, head, heart, blah, blah, blah. Someone decided to go with teeth. I'm like, wait, teeth? You don't have 32 of them, right? So he didn't say, he's not talking about quantity. He's talking about size. Now, before you start thinking, you know what, my boyfriend, I know what's big on his body. No, not that part. Not the clean one. Jesus, clean your mind. Now, whoa. You see, the biggest part, the biggest organ of a human being, and black people, I know this, especially black men, we like to, let me just say with black people, we like to fancy ourselves as having, big, very parts that I can't mention here because of crane. The same for men and women, and this is just let me just say, it's not everyone, because there are those of us that are black that if we went out with a white girl, the moment we just go to the national obligation in the bedroom, she was, the next day the first question she would ask was, I thought you were black. What do you mean? I thought you were black. Well, let me just say, I expected more than you just presented. That's the problem with Hollywood. I really don't like movies. At least when they start sending wrong messages like that. I mean, it's like a, it's like a non-black guy, but you know, by non-black I mean Asian or you know, Asian Indian white. They find a, you know, they run into a black woman who is like, you know, just a spaghetti thin type with no extra goodies on the side. And I'm like, well, look, social media gave me this impression that all women are going to come with, you know, better twins and better. And now I'm just running into, you know, like a Scandinavian woman, just in a different skin color. You know, with my homies and I call them spaghetti type. And and also, ladies, thank you very much. Whoever came up with the name Short Kings, we love you so much. I don't, on behalf of Short Kings out there, first of all, thanks for the king title. You know, part of me feels like it's just a way of making, you know, of you know, of making insults, you know, an insult. Dialing down on insult, but Short Kings, I mean, seriously, that's one heck of a title. But, yeah, now, here's the thing. Back to the, to my, homeboy's response. The biggest, you know, he points out that the biggest organ on a human body is the skin. Translation, one thing that we often forget every time that we talk about, you know, every time that we talk about, human anatomy is that the skin is also an organ. And it's the biggest part of the human body because it covers the all, it covers all of you. Minus, well, the openings. And before you start going bananas on that one, I'm talking about mouth, nose, and eyes, and ears. Wherever you went, that's on you. Leave me out of it. So, now, the organ, now, the point he made after that was that, there are a lot of different skincare routines, but everyone, every time that we talk about skincare routines, everyone talks about the type of talk about skincare routines on the external part. But they, and then we forget that skincare routine must be done on both internal and external. What do you mean? Should you now start eating your makeup? Absolutely not. Those are chemicals that will kill your behind. Now, if I know you and I show up to your funeral knowing that you ate some makeup trying to look fancy, I'm just going there to eat capana in a funeral because, well, as long as I didn't kill you, I really have nothing to do with you dying. So I know I'm not going to jail. I don't have the moral, you know, burden of having to go through life knowing that I took someone's life. As long as I don't have to worry about that, I'm good. Now, the point I was trying to make is that a lot of us, every time we talk about skincare routine, we are talking about what to apply on the skin to make it look better. And we forget that the skin is an organ that also needs nutrition for it to look better. In other words, on top of applying something for you to look nice, also eat something that will make the skin look better. That's called internal makeup. You're welcome. I just came up with that. I'm so proud of me. Now, this is where, this is where, the human body now, this is where the human intelligence, a point of correction. This is where the human stupidity now begins to fascinate me as a comedian. Because every time, I swear, every time we talk about skincare, we are talking about the external part. How to just paint. It's not a car. It's not a car that is, actually cars are just the same. What's the point of having a car that is having the best body works in terms of paint, but then the engine is malfunctioning? That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. Everyone, everyone, I think at this point has, that have been, that have lived in an urban area long enough knows that, living in an urban area, there are certain things that just look funny when it happens to some people, but to other people, it's not funny. It's kind of like falling. You know, when a child falls, it's not that funny. But when an adult falls, oh man, that is funny as a heck. For some reason, it's just, actually, the taller you are, the more funnier it looks when you fall. For some reason. Or is that, it's just me. Maybe because, tall people takes, longer to fall. than short people. And that's because, well, we don't take very long to fall because we are very close to gravity than most of you tall guys. But the point is, anyone that has lived in an urban area, why they have noticed, maybe I think it's safe to say at this point that there are certain things that is very funny to happen to someone. Take, for example, walking. If you find someone who's, you know, if you find someone who is walking along the road, walking a long distance, wearing some dirty shoes and dirty clothes, everyone will be like, ah, he's probably broke. That's why he's walking. But if you run into someone that has an Apple phone on their hands, they have an Adidas backpack, they have Nike shoes, Red Bed jeans or Diesel, and some fancy jacket, and some fancy headphones, and some fancy glasses, but they are walking, everyone will be like, really? Looking at the stuff he's wearing, I don't think he should be walking. Because, well, if you can afford those shoes and that jean and that backpack, you definitely have money. It's either that or you have some terrible financial decision making. It more often is the second one. Terrible financial decision making. That's one. So, makeup, on the other hand, is the same thing that led me to conclude that human beings are very dumb, because more often in all our infinite stupidity, every time that we talk about skincare, with all our PhDs in understanding and how advanced we are in knowledge and science compared to our ancestors, every time that we talk about the best way to take care of your skin, we only talk about the best way to apply toxic chemicals on that skin to make it look better. But now, what to eat so that the skin can look better from the inside, or what I like to call internal makeup. There are not a lot of people that look at makeup that way. A lot of people that you run into, that if you ask them, what is your skincare routine? They'll be like, there's this oil that... Oh, by the way, the cosmetic industry is capitalizing on that stupidity. And no one is pointing at it because, well, frankly, no one is talking about it. Except yours truly, moi. Now, here's the thing. Every time that we talk about skincare, that's when it hit me. Every time that we talk about skincare, skin products, if you walk into beauty shops, the skin products they have is all based on external. This oil will make your skin look like that. This oil will make your skin look like that. And then we spend a lot of money buying those products. Don't get me wrong. They are good products. But the fact that we fail to acknowledge another aspect of the how to look healthy. That is the internal aspect of it, the internal part. That is, if you eat the right food, eating the types of food that are good for your skin will also contribute to you having a good and healthy look and feel. Just the same way that your makeup on the outside, all your fragrances and lotion contributes to you looking good. Except internal makeup, if you apply it correctly, has less negative effects compared to the external one. Because the external one has a lot of ingredients that are most of it are synthetic. And believe me, you don't want to dive into the ingredients because, well, I've already, ruined the high-end fragrances for a lot of people when I pointed out, look, I'm not making this up. I just, I hate going out, so I either watch a lot of documentaries or read a lot of books. So I find all this information lying around, then it's like, okay, you know what, this, I'm gonna, you know, just yell it out. And one of that is a lot of high-end fragrances, You don't want to look at their ingredients. Don't. And I look at the ingredients and then talk about it and then trash talk it because, well, I can't afford it. When I start affording it, I will stop trash talking it. Until then, trash talking all the way. Step one. again, the two main ingredients in most high-end fragrances is blue whale vomit and DA mucus. Not DA mucus as in you are writing a letter to a guy called mucus. Oh, that would be a weird name. Or a woman called mucus. Ah, yikes. Now, moving on. Here's the thing. This is just a mucus, aka yongo. I know. It turns out if you get your yongo from a deer and then mix it into some fragrance, after you spray that fragrance on your jacket, that fragrance will be stuck on your jacket for a week or more. You know. You see, cheap fragrances don't look that bad now, does it? Because, well, even though it disappears quickly, the reason why it disappears quickly from your clothes is because it doesn't have that glue that gets it stuck on your jacket so that it can remain there for a week. And that glue is vomit and mucus. And, it's safe to say also, it's like saying vomit and vomit. Now, for those of you that are having a breakfast, for the sake of you that are having a breakfast, haven't had mine. Hey, thank God. For those of you that are having, for the sake of you that are having a breakfast, let's change the subject now, shall we? I know. So, here's the thing. Makeup. There's internal and there's external. Now, before I dive into the whole, nutrition discussion, I would like to point out, the inspiration behind my, the inspiration behind my show. The inspiration behind my show is that of the potato set to harvest around 200 tons in a first trial. This is the article that was in the e-villager yesterday. So I decided, you know what? I'm not just going to gloss through. We're going to go through it slowly and painstakingly. Point of correction. Excruciatingly. Painstakingly, if you don't like these subjects. Moving on. So, today I decided we're going to talk about food. Now, before we dive in and talk about food, let's talk about traditional authorities. Well, you see, growing up, I thought peer pressure only ends at school. It turns out, peer pressure doesn't end, guys. Peer pressure is in all places. Peer pressure is at school. Peer pressure is at work. Peer pressure is at universities. It turns out peer pressure is also in traditional authority. This is not helping. Now, I'm assuming in line with the Africa Continental Free Trade Area, the Ndonga Traditional Authority decided, you know what? Let's low key start planting potatoes. And then they are set to harvest a lot of it. Now, at this point, not mentioning any names or pointing any fingers, I think it's safe to say every traditional authority is going, ay, 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 ay. Look at what this guy started. Now, what the heck are we supposed to plant? Now, at this point, before every traditional authority, I know, and I saw this from bars. Someone started a bar and they made money. And every Namibian was like, you know what? I bet if I can start a bar, I'm also going to make money. Now we have more bars than people. And it's the same thing with churches. Someone started performing, fake miracles. Let's face it, they're all fake. Fake miracles and then started making money from those miracles. Boy, everyone decided to open a church. And it's the same with order with me. Someone started selling cell phones, ordered out of China, most of which are second-hand refurbished. And, I mean, they come at a budget. And, well, also, if, as long as you're following, NAMRA regulations, well, we're good. I'm one of those people that are willing to support you. Because I like to support local, and frankly, I just can't afford the ones that are in Telecom and MTC. Because I'm that broke. So, now, wait. Because of this whole, imitation thing, like, you know what, if it works for someone, chance are very high it's gonna work for me now. Dear traditional authority representatives. Oh yeah, look at the type of soil you have, Can it accommodate potatoes? I think, this is where, you know, this is where traditional authority leaders are now going to start, you know, looking for those, you know, University of Namibia agriculture graduates and ask them, you know, son, don't get us wrong. We hired you here because we can't afford those ones that are qualified to do the job. Then we also figured out that, well, two birds with one stone, solve unemployment and also help will save money. What we're gonna do? On the other hand, are both broke, desperate, and cheap. So, we are going to, need you here. So, what we need here is you to look at this soil and analyze the soil that we have available in our vicinity, or in our jurisdiction here, and tell us, what plant, what crop do you think would thrive in this environment? And, that crop, we want you to provide us with a list of crops. Not just one, a list of crops would be nice. Why am I saying a list of crops? We need a list of crops because we, at the end of the day, we want to find out that, we want to cultivate this crop on a commercial level. Commercial level as in we're planning on selling and making profit. Thank you. So that means not only do we want to find out what crop thrives better in the soil that we have here that's available to us, but we also want to find out, is this crop, does it have a market? And potatoes has a market because we eat a lot of rice. And that's been pointed out. We eat a lot of potatoes. Actually, we eat more potatoes than we produce as a country. Believe me, we eat more potatoes than we're able to produce. So, whoever is advising the Ndonga Traditional Authority did analysis and, there's this guy that's also an advisor to the Ndonga Traditional Authority, and he never stops listening to this radio station. Well, because he owns it. So I'm going to give him a break on that one. So, and he's also doing his own analysis. Well, because he's not dumb, he's smart, which is why, he listened to mostly my show, because I'm the one that's just giving all the genius advices. And then he was like, hang on a second. If we are consuming more potatoes than we are producing, how about we just, contribute more to the production of potatoes? And now, potatoes, like, type of plants, thrives more in loose soil. Rocky ones, they have a little bit of an issue in there. Although, at least that's the advice I was given. It thrives in loose soil. Why am I pointing towards that? Because, well, guess where you find the most abundant loose sand on this planet? The northeastern regions. Now, someone just explained to me why this 200 tons is coming from only one part of the northern part of regions. Now, when I say north, I know a lot of us, when we say north, we are talking about Ovamboland. if you know your compass, north, south, east, and west, then you know that, if, you know, if you are in the middle of Namibia, like I am, which is where Comas region is, aka Windhoek, then, you know, anything from Grootfontein, Gobabis, and, yeah, Grootfontein, Gobabis is more east. Anything, anything from Okahandja, basically anything from Windhoek going up the Namibian map, that's the north. Now, when you say north, you're going to have to be specific. Do you mean northwest, northeast, north, northeast, northeast, east, north, I don't care. Now, so, that was a genius move. I learned two things. One, my boss is very good at listening to his own radio station. It would be weird if he didn't listen, actually. So, that's not shocking. Two. That analysis was genius. Because, first of all, they looked at the crop that's on demand. Because, it's going to run out. In other words, it will be bought really fast. Because, again, we are eating more potatoes than we are producing. So, the crop, the crop choice check. The crop choice. That's a very big check. In terms of market availability. So, dear fellow traditional authorities now under peer pressure. If you are not under peer pressure, you are in the wrong position. So the best way to pull this off is to gather all those agriculture graduates. I believe most of them are unemployed. Gather them around and, use them. Let me rephrase that. Give them, jobs, please. So they can analyze. Traditional authorities, gather around all your graduates, agriculture graduates, and ask them, looking at the soil that we have here, What crops do you think, what crops thrives better in this, in this soil? And, these crops, can we, these crops can, this crop must meet two requirements. It must, do well in the soil that we have here, and it must have a commercial value. In other words, we don't want to grow crops for decoration. We want to grow crops that we are able to sell and make money. The bottom line, are we making money or not? Because we are spending money to cultivate the crops. That's why. And also we need money for Europa. That. So, let's talk about food. But on the other side of this break.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. Now let's talk about food in a way that let me use food to prove just how dumb we are. I know. Now, what do you do to get this information? Easy. All you just have to do is every time that you go to the hospital, especially those of you with a medical. Actually, every time that you go to the hospital, ask the doctor, what types of food are good for the skin? Types of food that are good for my skin. You know, on the list of types of food that you are going to be given, for those of you that have, you know, for those of us that have read, you know, ancient Egyptian history, understands that honey served as both good, you know, good for internal makeup and external makeup. Now, well, if you live in urban area, then the last thing I don't think there's anyone who is an average income earner that lives in an urban area that will waste honey or on the surface, because man, that stuff is expensive. Holy cow, the price just keeps going up. But here's the thing. Honey served as makeup. Look, the types of food that we have, if you just, again, I love history, therefore I read history on everything, including food. Yes, food also has history. You're welcome. Two of my favorites are garlic and honey. Honey is my favorite because, well, honey doesn't spoil. Not the natural one that's loaded with a little bit of ingredients here and there. Like, honey, you don't need life shelf. You know, shelf life. You don't have to worry about shelf life with honey. Nope. Because honey doesn't have a lot of water. That means, and it has a lot of sugar. It's honey, after all. It doesn't have a lot of water. Because of that, it sort of like makes the environment very difficult for any microorganisms to work, to work from. If there's anything that are all microorganisms that are responsible for making things rotten is they need moisture. But the thing is, also, honey, not only does it not have a lot of water, it's also acidic. Now, anyone that messed around with a lot of chemicals in high school and understood that anytime that your hands were exposed to something acidic, anyone that have actually touched things like exposed their hands to things like paraffin. Don't do that with chemicals. To things like paraffin, realize that your skin dried very kind of more like whitey. Not like white people white. No, just like literally white, like someone, I mean, like you dipped your hands in ash. That's because your skin lost water. That's because why? Well, petrol or all these fossil fuel things, they are acidic. In other words, they suck water and they suck water at anything that they touch. In other words, any microorganisms that finds themselves in honey, they're going to be dead. Why? Because the acidic part of honey will suck out the water out of the cells of that organism. And then, well, it's as good as dead. So honey is good for makeup. Although I like it in my tea. I want to put it on my face and then I look on the price. I'm like, hey, no way we're doing that. Yeah. And also, makeup is just not a... You know, if you ask me, unless you're LGBTQ, I don't understand why a guy should put on makeup. Like, why? Also, do you really have the time? And also the chemical composition of, you know, that you have to put in foundation and that, so that, you know, also that's misinformation. If you are ugly, you're just supposed to stay ugly so that we can see that you're ugly, so we can decide whether to approach you or avoid you. So if you're ugly and you're covering it up with makeup, then you stop complaining about politicians lying. Because, well, politicians are just, politicians are lying to cover up their unemployment. They'll be there like, go out there. There are jobs out there. Meanwhile, homeboy, you know, was grinding through the election for him to get the job that he has. Well, if there are jobs out there, how come you ran so hard for that job? You could have just, well,
left that for everyone else and then just go out there and get the, since there are a lot of jobs out there, honorable minister, how about you just, you know, give your job to me and then you go and get the job where you, since you know where they are in large numbers, just go out there and get yourself one, make a heavier job, small, small. Even for, you know, just like a small, small month. And then, my second favorite food. Now, this one is more about, blood flow. Garlic. I know it stinks. But, did you know that, the guys that gave us the Olympic Games, aka, the Greeks, they ate, you know, their athletes were fed I think it's safe to say an unhealthy amount of garlic. Because garlic is a natural blood thinner. What that means is that it makes your blood flow like you know, it makes your blood flow like you know like taxpayers flowing into corrupt politicians' money. Like that's how fast your blood is going to be flowing. In other words, you know, it makes physical activities more. It makes physical activities more. Especially when it comes to endurance, it makes physical activities more. I have the words in Timpukushu, but in English, yo, ai. It makes it more better. I'm sorry, that's all I have. You know, it makes the activities better. Nakutongo. So, and here's one thing I also, found in my whole, dive in headfirst into the, you know, my food investigation. Okay, not the stuff that you find in packages. Just, you know, just do yourself a favor. This is something that I did all this last night. That is, most, I swear, like 80 to 90%. If not 100% of the foods that's coming out of your garden, if you look at, you know, their health benefits, you will find antioxidant in almost all of it. Almost all of them. This one I have calcium, this is the antioxidant. Magnesium, this is an antioxidant. Zinc, this and that antioxidant. This is an antioxidant. Now, and then I was curious to find out, okay, just what the heck is this antioxidant thing? Huh? Oh, more on that on the other side of the break. What is antioxidant? Hey, boy, was I hit with a bunch of vocabularies. Antioxidants, you know, free radicals. So like, okay, now just in simple English, for the love of God. I'm a comedian reading here. Hello? But I found the right sources. I'm going to share with you. Just before we dive deeper into this, I'm not a medical expert. Don't take I'm not a nutritionist. In case you missed it, I'm a comedian. Who just, without a social life, therefore, watches a lot of documentaries and reads a lot. Still, nowhere near expert, so listen to your doctor and nutritionist. I know I listen to mine. Every time I go to, you know, every time I make a medical appointment, I like to make it, my mission to also make an appointment with the nutritionist just to sit there, and homeboy likes it because it turns out there are not a lot of people that are seeking for nutritional advice. A lot of people are looking for their nutritional advice from comedy shows. I get mine from the qualified guy, and he is qualified. At least I hope. He didn't graduate by, homeboy graduated before ChatGPT, so he's good. Actually, I think homeboy graduated before the internet. I know. Sometimes I'm tempted to think Homeboy graduated before Moses parted the Red Sea. But before I get even any more offensive, let me take my offensive for a break.
My
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook.
Welcome back. The line is 083-288-401. I'm about to give a lot of food advice to a lot of educated people that know how to put on physical makeup, but not the internal one. But all before we invented the physical, before the cosmetic industry became a multi-billion-dollar industry, a multi-billion-dollar conglomerate, basically, that it is these days, our parents. Have you ever wondered why they didn't have all the makeups, but they still were awesome? Well, that's because they were eating, their makeup. Now, before you start walking into a beauty shop or go to your makeup table and start, gobbling up everything, that's not what I mean by, not that, no, you know, not that. What I mean is, external makeup is not the only makeup. It's not external skincare. Let me just use skincare. External skincare is not the only skincare you should be practicing. You should be practicing the internal one too. The internal one is the one that a lot of us are forgetting because of our love for shortcuts. Oh, okay. Missed the call there. So, let's start with the types of food that are good for your skin. Now, this is where I think I also have to make fun of people, just how dumb we are. And actually emphasizes my point of human beings and shortcuts. Shortcuts will be the end of us. Our biggest problem is we want things to happen now. That's why we are either going for physical skincare, you know, just bite and bottle and then apply it and cross your fingers and hope it works. It's either that or it's either that or commercial break.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities and courses, are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Anaria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opo uye ekukuri.
Welcome back. Now, where were we? One, human beings like shortcuts. We want everything to happen now. We want everything to be instant porridge. Oh, that explains a lot. That explains why that industry is thriving. It's because we want things... Fast food, human beings are super lazy and dumb. But let's stick to lazy. Lazy, nah, dumb is the most part of it. Now, where am I? where was egg, you know, in Afrikaans. Well, it turns out, instant porridge, fast foods, same WhatsApp group, physical skin care routines, all have one thing in common. Shortcuts. The best way to feed your body is to put in the work. That explains why a lot of us are becoming thieves these days. Because we don't want to put in the work. And by the way, rich people have, rich people are the biggest shortcut takers, for they have been for a very long time. I don't have time to dive into that. So, according to healthline.com, ISO, the ISO part, you just don't add that. That's just my love for Afrikaans. Medically revered by Amanda, what is Caldwell, MSN, blah, 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 written by Taylor Jones, RD, just a bunch of experts. That's what they're trying to say, who wrote the article. The 11 best food for a healthy skin. A diet rich in healthy fats. Put that in mind, healthy fats. There is nothing wrong with fats, but it turns out there are good kinds of fats and bad kinds of fats. I didn't know that. I thought all fats were... Actually, I don't like fats. I don't know. It's just it's the same reason why I don't like why I don't like Russian, not a Russian, not Russian the people or the language. Oh no, God knows I love the Russian language. How do you say that? Я люблю Russian язык. And я говорю по-русски немного. I speak a little Russian. That's as far as my Russian goes. And then now, moving on. So that's why I don't like Russian ASIC, aka sausage. For some reason, when I'm eating meat, I want to chew the meat. I don't want the meat already chewed for me. But that's me. That's how I like my meat. How about this? I don't want to eat meat that has already been chewed by a machine. I'm not that lazy. I can chew my own food. So that's why when I eat my food, I'm most likely going to take the direction of meat that I can chew on my own. My God, I'm uncovering a lot of things. So we have a lot of things ground up so we don't have to chew. My God, we are lazy. Jesus. So, 11 best food for healthy skin. Now, diet rich in healthy fats and vitamins can support skin health. Many fruits and vegetables, including red grapes and tomatoes, contains compounds that can benefit your skin. Since everyone knows about what to apply on your skin to make it look good, I decided to look up something that no one is talking about. You know, what to eat so that your blippin' skin look good, but from the inside of your body. But just newsflash, this method of looking good is not for lazy people. And also, this method of looking good is for people that know how to cook. And the problem I have with most of you ladies these days is this whole nonsense of me taking you to a restaurant and you are complaining, this is not well done. It was supposed to be done like that. And then we end up in the kitchen and it's like, so can you cook? But I don't know how to cook. Hang on a second. You were complaining in that restaurant about the food not being done well. So you had no clue what you were talking about. Oh, well, I know what it looks like on Instagram. Oh, yeah, give me my ring. Nonsense. So, what are these types of food? Nutrition is important for health. Yeah, I can't believe we are talking about this. Nutrition is important for health. An unhealthy diet can damage your metabolism. That's a fancy way of saying your body, your internal body reactions. How your body works inside. I can't explain that even simpler.
your body is, how do I put this? You are a walking, talking factory. There are a lot of reactions that are taking place in that body. You have no idea how many. Actually, there is no one that has no, that has any idea just how many. The best we can do is project just how many reactions are taking place in your body at any given time. There are thousands, if not billions, if not even, there are thousands, if not millions, if not even billions of them. So all this reaction is sort of like driving a car, right? When you are driving a car, there are a lot of reactions that are taking place. The fuel have to be mixed at, you know, in specific proportions in a controlled environment. The fluids have to react in certain way with some metals, lubricate them and all this. The electronic components must communicate in a certain way. Now, if a car that has, now I don't care how complicated your car is, a human being is way more complicated than any car. It doesn't matter how expensive it is. A human being is more complicated. Way more complicated. So that means if there are thousands of reactions taking place in your car when you're driving it, then there are even more millions, if not billions, of reactions that are taking place in your body right now. Whether you're seated or walking, reactions are taking place. Whether you like it or not, actually, that's what's keeping you alive. So all these reactions, then they need the right equipment. They need the right tools. They need the right nutrition. They need the right minerals, vitamins. They need the right minerals and vitamins for them to function. And then, a lot of us now, we decide, you know what? I don't have time to cook. Well, I'll just go and get me supplements. Supplements? You have a bunch of people that are also criticizing supplements. And you have a bunch of people that are also proponents of supplements. One critic of supplements pointed out that, you have to understand that supplements are good. They are fairly good. But the thing is, the concentration is too high. You need water. Yes, that's true. But, well, you can't drink the whole 20 liter all at once. Your body, take for example, if you drink a whole 2 liter of water all at once, even if you manage to finish it, you'll be running to and from the bathroom because that's your body of telling you that, you idiot, we need water, yes, but not all of these. Now, Jim Pearson, plays a character of Sheldon Cooper in The Big Bang Theory. And, I think that was Penny, the character played by, is it, Kelly Cuoco, was taking supplements. And, Sheldon points out that, and I'm paraphrasing that, that stuff that you're taking, your body can only absorb, you know, so much of it. The rest is going to the toilet. It's not that it's not important. It's just that it's a lot to use at a specific point in time. Take any grocery store, for example. Take any grocery store. If a truck of goods that they have showed up at their door trying to offload stuff, they'll be told, look, we already have our shelves full. It's not that we don't need your products, just not now and not in that quantity. That's what your body is telling you every time you gobble up your supplements. It's just telling you, you idiot, we need that, but not a truck full. Well, that's just a lot. So let's get to food. Now, 30 fish. Right. 30 fish such as salmon and mackerel. Yeah, for those of you that have been making fun of almost mackerel. Mackerel is very good for your skin. Uh-oh. You didn't know that, did you? Some of these are white people food. They are rich source of omega-3 fatty acids, and you have no idea how many different brands of supplements of omega-3 fatty acids are out there. You know, someone just took fish and then took fish bones and ground it up and then put it in capsules
and is now a millionaire because of that. Because people are lazy to just take the fish and then cook it. Jesus. Translation. If you want to get rich on this earth, take something and then make it in, turn it into a shortcut. And believe me, people would love it. Because, well, we're naturally lazy. We just don't want to cook the fish. Would rather just drink capsules than just, you know, clean the fish, remove the guts. That part is very excruciatingly painful. And then, but after you fry it, it tastes delicious. You taste delicious. And, I had nieces when I was in Tsumka that fried, you know, that fried the fish for me to the point where even the bones tasted like biscuits. It's like, man, these kids are geniuses. The only, you know, if you want me to hate, if you don't want me to eat your fish, just boil it in water. Look, there are types of food that are not meant to be fried, that are not meant to be, you know, boiled. Fish, in my opinion, is one of those things, you know. So omega-3 fatty acids is the reason why fish is on top of this list. So now why omega-3 fatty acids are good? Because they omega-3 fatty acids are important for maintaining skin health. That's coming from experts. Not me, I'm just a comedian. Omega-3 fatty acids are necessary to help, to help keep skin thick, supple, and moisturized. Now, what do you find on all of your fragrances, especially the lotions? Moisturizer. From the outside, you idiot. It turns out you can do it from the inside. Only if you ate the right food. Ouch. But don't forget, we are educated. We know all these things. So we're just doing all these things on purpose. And when we fall sick, we start going, oh, they are witching you. You know, they are witching me. This is my village people. They just saw that, well, I'm successful. You have been witching yourself with the way that you've been eating, you idiot. Which village people? Every time that you have a blessing. Oh, thank God. Oh, God has been good. Every time that you find yourself in a hospital because of a bunch of garbage that you've been eating, my village people are after me. You are your own village people. You're welcome. And avocados. This is the type of food that I have never seen in a shopping basket of a black person. I found myself in Pick and Pay in town in Ben Hill the other day. I started laughing out because I turned and looked in the, you know, the vegetable section, and there was not a single black person there.
To all Eagle FM listeners, do you want to stand a chance to win a voucher of $500 million weekly? Answer this easy question. Please tell us, what are the three colors of the USAVE logo? Please SMS your answer to 081-200-4144 and tune in every Friday between 1:45 and 2:00 to find out if you are the lucky winner. The winner will be announced every Friday live on air between 1:45 and 2:00. Participate weekly to improve your chance. We'll save and you save.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Get social with us on Twitter.
Welcome back. Now, where was I? Pick and Pay, Ben Hill. As a comedian, there's a reason why I always have my headphones on.
is because if I focus on my surrounding, I'm going to get beaten up. Because the things that I ramble about here, this voice never keeps quiet. It's always talking. I can have my headphones on. I can walk around town and I see something funny everywhere. There's a one, I read one book. It was a, you know, teenage related type of book. And I was still in high school, so just still a teenager at the time. So, where the writer pointed out that, it's very easy for people that are doing medicine to see a lot of, a lot of unhealthy things happening all around them. Now, for those of us that, that don't have the medical eyes to see everything unhealthy that's taking place around us, we don't mind. Actually, we don't care. I know. Now, I was just minding my business. I walk into Pick and Pay in Checkers. Pick and Pay in Checkers. That's a combination of two different things. Two different shops. The one in Van Hill, I remember that one vividly. I tend to the vegetable sections, which is just the right on your left on the after the entrance. After you find a bunch of breads and everything. There were a lot of people there. It was month end, and I mean the whole shop was full. Now I looked and turned and looked at that section of that part of the shop, and there were a lot of people, and none of them was black. I was like, hallelujah, I love my people. And then I went to the Russian part. Boy, were we there. Then I went to the alcohol part. Boy, were we there. Now I know that when it comes to believe me, I'm one of those people that try their level best to eat healthy. I said try. I still want to get drunk every now and then. The whole thing of alcohol is poisonous, is going to kill you. I'm going to die anyway, so sorry. That's me, guys. Just don't do it the comedian way. Just do it the other ways way. So, what other types of food should you eat? There's a whole list. It turns out on that list, what I found shocking, and believe me, I did not know that, tomatoes. Tomatoes are a great source of vitamin C. And so are oranges, by the way. So it turns out, orange, check, makeup from inside. Tomatoes, check, makeup from inside. Tomatoes contain vitamin C and contain all of the major carotenoids, including you're going to have to Google that crap for yourself. beta carotene and lutein and lycopene. Jesus, this is English? And have been shown to protect your skin against damage from the sun. You see? Sunscreen, but from the inside. There's one from the outside, but, someone is a millionaire because of that. Again, we love shortcuts. Consider pairing carotenoids, rich foods like tomatoes with source of fat such as cheese, olive oil. I've seen the prices, believe me. Fat increases your absorption of, so if you eat avocados and combine it with tomatoes, then the fats in avocado, aka on olive oil, is going to increase the absorption of the food, of the nutrients that's in the tomato in it. Jesus! What? So if I just gobble up a bunch of potatoes, a bunch of tomatoes, then the body will be like, we could absorb the nutrients, but we don't have the equipment to help you absorb the nutrients. It's sort of like, bringing a truck full of goods without bringing a forklift. You know, every guy there will be like, we could help you, we could have helped you of Lord, but we need a forklift. Fascinating how the human body works, right? Dark chocolate. And, I try my level best to be romantic where I can and when I have money. believe me, I know my way around chocolates. They are ridiculously expensive. I found myself buying one for 70 to 80% chocolate. And, 0% sugar. Don't ask. Long story. It doesn't taste like chocolate. It tastes ridiculous. But no sugar and no milk. I was like, why do you even call that chocolate? It turns out, well, it is chocolate. And then there's my favorite. is a type of chocolate that has, that has gin and tonic on the inside. You can have whiskey on the inside. I call them, shots, but in chocolate. Those are still my favorite. It's shots and chocolate rolled into one. I mean, whoever came up with that idea was a genius. Not that they are fused before they make the chocolate. They just cocoon the alcohol at the center of the chocolate. That's a genius move. And then you have the Italian one now. By the way, the 80% dark ones, turns out they're also coming out of Italy. I like to read the ingredients of the food I eat. Give me a break. And then you have the ones that I have come to learn, every girl that's not allergic to nuts likes them. The mighty Ferrero Rocher. I get them for, I remember getting them, twice for my, friends when they, birthdays. One of them had a birthday and I don't like going through the hassle of, what's your favorite color? What do you like? I'm a guy. I don't have time to memorize your favorite color. First of all, that's your boyfriend's role. I know that, what do all women have in common? Most, if not all of them that I know, like chocolate. Most, if not all of them that I know, like flowers. And most, if not all of them that I know, like food. So I more often gravitate toward getting chocolate. And then I've never been wrong on that one. Except one when I wanted to poison one of them. It turns out she was allergic to nuts. Boy, oh boy, that didn't end well. So, moral of the story, if you are going to buy chocolate for someone, find out if they're allergic to peanuts. And so you can get the right one. Don't ask. It took a lot of mistakes to get the knowledge I just shared for free. If you need another reason to eat chocolate, here it is, according to the Healthline article. The effect of cocoa on your skin are pretty phenomenal. After 6 to 12 weeks of consuming cocoa, that's a lot of chocolate. A lot. You need a whole budget. Are you kidding me? 6 to 12 weeks? But anyway, we want to be healthier, right? After 6 to 12 weeks of consuming cocoa powder high in antioxidant each day, what the heck? I'm just looking at the financial problems here. Chocolates every day? You have got to be kidding me. The dark chocolate, you are spending at least $80 a day. I mean, once a week, yeah. But you have to understand that you don't have to eat the whole thing. You can eat it for like 5 days, depending on whether you're a weapon of mass food destruction or not. But if you are a weapon of mass chocolate destruction, then that whole thing is going to disappear in a day. Not talking from experience, definitely not. Now, the skin was also less rough and scaly, less sensitive to sunburn and had better blood flow, which brings more nutrients to the skin. Now that's based on the study that was conducted by these Healthline guys. Another study found that eating 20 grams of high antioxidant dark chocolate per day, these guys are joking. I'll have to spend my whole money on chocolate. Are you kidding me? I can imagine the ladies at the counter will be like, it's either you are very romantic or why are you gay? But, well, Another study found that eating 20 grams of high antioxidant dark chocolate per day could allow your skin to withstand over twice as much UV radiation before burning compared to eating low antioxidant. You see, all you just need is eat a lot, spend a lot of your money on a lot of dark chocolate. You know, and then that would be, all you just need is eat a lot of dark chocolate, a lot of tomatoes, a lot of broccoli and cucumber. To me, same WhatsApp group. Seriously. Now, they all taste like Mother Nature's solid water. Throw avocado in there. It's either it's my tongue or it just tastes like water, but in solid form. So, personally, every time that I eat these foods, like avocados, for example, I just will blend them into a smoothie. Now, if you're not allergic to any of the whole recipe I'm going to give you, then you are most likely going to enjoy it. This a recipe of a smoothie that was given to me by one very good friend of mine, paid her visit. She made me the smoothie and I enjoyed it so much I decided to buy a blender. I know Africans, when you say one cup of milk, that point, everyone is going, what language is that? Actually, that's my home language. I'm not a native English speaker. Someone will be looking for a 1 liter. Depending on how big your blender is, I like to use at least 200 milligrams. Or 200 milligrams. 200 milligrams of fresh milk, and 3 bananas, 2 raw eggs, and you can go for sugar, the solid one, but I like to go with honey, 2 or 3 tablespoons. We both know I don't measure that one. It's honey. Come on, seriously. And, 2 or 3 tablespoons of, spoons of peanut butter. And then just blend the heck out of it. That makes one heck of a smoothie. Now, if I want to eat, foods that taste like water, like avocado, that's when I just take half of it and then put it in there, blend everything. Because eating it like that, you are not convincing me to eat avocado just like that. And then up on the list is green tea. Green tea may help protect your skin from damage and aging. Really? And then you have red grapes. Takeaway, we'll do the takeaway. I'm not buying food for you. We'll do the summary on the other side of the corner.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Perota's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Skyfi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding that. You get more for less with Flex. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always prepared.
Ipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo IGL FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko IGL FM onore tatuimwe mbali heari nola natu heari bali no heari ile konderewa. Mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane IGL FM the eye.
Fourteen minutes left to the hour of 11, and I'm still in the middle of giving my food advice. Now, where's the takeaway before we get to antioxidants and free radicals and just rip through it? Where was I? key takeaway number one: Okay, un momento, s'il vous plaît. What sorcery is this? Oh, sorry. Forgot that we're live. Mm-hmm. Take away all the way to, yeah, right here. Take away. What you eat can significantly affect your skin health, or just your health overall. Make sure you are getting enough essential nutrients to protect your skin, and the food on the list are great options to keep your skin healthy, strong, and attractive. Now, I have one question. Before we all start going, oh my God, we all have to eat avocado, there are traditional equivalents to all of this. Now we don't have an excuse. You're welcome. Now, has anyone compiled the nutritional information on any of the type, on our traditional foods? I believe someone have. I remember running into at least someone that tried. So, I will give us a little bit of credit on that one. But still, we need someone to measure the alcohol content in Ombike. We can't just be drinking it like that. And leave me alone. Takeaway. So make sure you are getting enough essential nutrients to protect your skin. The foods that are on the list are great options to keep your skin healthy, strong, and attractive. See, makeup, but inside. 12 remedies for more skin. Smooth skin, so that you can give a break to those filters that you are using to fool everyone online that's how you look. We both know that's not how you look, and you are using those filters because you have been eating a bunch of garbage and relying on the external makeup only. Lifestyle changes to even out your complexion. There are a number of different behavioral changes you can make to improve the appearance of your skin. Stay hydrated, aka drink water. Keep your skin, so stay hydrated. And, again, I'm a comedian. Don't take medical health from me. But as according to some people, putting a pinch of salt in your... I'm gonna go with honey on this one. Putting a pinch of salt in your water. Is that even water at this point? Seriously? And then I discovered this, sea salt and Himalayan pink salt. Oh, Himalayan pink salt, on the other hand, has been my favorite now. Then it's coming out of Pakistan. Oh dear. That's because, the Himalayan mountain range runs, I think, from China, India, Pakistan, that way. Stay hydrated, drink water. Use sunscreen, don't throw it away. Because, well, there's this guy that said no. All I'm saying is, the same way that you respect that external makeup, also respect the internal makeup. You don't just wake up in the morning and slap some random chemicals on your face because you know which chemicals, chemicals, which products... which products you prefer, because they maybe resonate with your skin tone. I don't know what makeup is, what determines the right makeup. It's the only makeup I need is Vaseline and lotion, that's all. Natural ingredients for more skin are what you need: vitamin C, you need niacin. Niacin, hang on a second, where do you find that niacin one? What does that sound familiar? Niacin. It's some type of vitamin. I know it's prescribed for me. Now, witch hazel, that sounds very white people-y. Rose hip, also sounds very white people-y. Nigella sativa, white people-y. Kojic acid, white people-y. Chemical peels, white people-y. Glycolic acid, Jesus, sounds very white. silly, also very white. Medical options, you know, we are not going there. So after I looked up all the nutritional, I looked up all the nutritional values of a lot of different products, or more like a lot of different garden foods, not grocery store, aka, you know, not packaged food. Well, grocery stores have garden food. One thing you find is that most, if not all, the types of food that I went through kept saying antioxidant. What the heck is antioxidant? Well, it turns out antioxidants are compounds that imitate oxidation, burning. That's basically a way of looking at it. It's more of a combustion reaction. That's also a fancy way of saying some kind of fire is taking place. And there are different types of fire, by the way. You know, your stove is basically using invisible fire to cook your food. The sun is a fire that doesn't use oxygen. Uses something known fusion and fission. The whole different sciencey that I have no clue how it works either. So don't worry. Then you have the type of fire that we all know when we talk about fire. You know, the one that's just open up in flames. Do you know that ethanol, aka a type of alcohol, was used as a fuel for race cars back, I think, up until the 1960s, I think. The reason why they had to stop it is because it kept catching fire. Now, here's the problem with ethanol fire. It's literally invisible. You can't see it. So, a bunch of racers kept running around, I'm on fire, and everyone kept wondering, what do you mean you're on fire? You are not on fire. What they didn't know was that, you needed to switch off the lights for you to see the fire, because it burned with a bright, it burned with a colorless flame. That's the worst kind of fire. And I was like, this is this is terrible. Now, why? Turns out there is invisible fire. What do you mean there is invisible fire? Again, everyone that did science, I think I spent a lot of time in the science lab. Different metals or different chemicals have produced different flames. Copper on the other, copper burns with a sort of like a bluish flame. Magnesium is every, secondary school kid's, a favorite metal when it's burning, because it burns with this very flashy, bright white flame. Now all your welding rods are made out of magnesium, which is why, when you're welding, you're not advised to look at it directly because it's just too bright for your eyes. Nice to see I can still remember my high school science. That's because I spent 2 years, telling people to keep quiet and teaching it. But again, don't take any scientific advice from me. You're supposed to love and leave everything here. So, antioxidants are compounds that exhibit oxidation, burning, a chemical reaction, some type of burning. Don't worry, you are not on fire. A chemical reaction that can produce free radicals. I was like, just what the heck are free radicals? Jesus, these guys were just hitting me with one vocabulary after another. It turns out, free radicals are unstable molecules that can cause damage to, that can damage the DNA inside cells if they build up. In other words, the more you eat a lot of the wrong stuff, the more this, free radicals, I thought free was a good thing. Free radicals are going to build up in your cells and then cause damaged DNA. You know what that sounds like? Damaged DNA? 70 to 80% sounds, it's leaning into cancer. Because if you damage the DNA, you are not doing yourself a lot of good. Because, for you to stay healthy, your cells must multiply. They must get replaced every now and then. Like, I know. The cells must be replaced. Constantly replaced. Now, this replacement is based on instructions copying instructions that's in within the DNA. So if the DNA is broken, that means it's going to send wrong instructions. If the wrong instructions are sent, wrong type of cells are going to be made. If wrong type of cells are going to be made, well, guess what you have? Cancer. You gotta love biology. I can't believe as a species we managed to discover all these things and, you know, just understand it to this level where a comedian can talk about it with this ease, and we still have... So I think what this points to is that it's very easy to make instructions. Following it is a whole different ballgame. And also, walk, please, especially urban people, walk. Whether it's on a treadmill or at least from your room to the kitchen, for the love of God, walk. I've ran into people that got in a fight with a taxi driver because they, you know, the taxi driver dropped them 100 meters from their gate in the afternoon. Really? It's just walk, for the love of God, walk. 100 meters, just walk. Now, what do you want me to do? You want me to walk from me? The gate is right there. Well, I don't like walking. Yeah. And you're wondering why you're fat. I can't believe you said that. Well, walk. You're welcome. Free radicals. What are free radicals? Understanding free radicals require... Now, that's according to Medical News Today, and this article is from... Which date is this? Seriously? Yeah, 28 February 2025. You know, a bunch of guys, medically reviewed by Ellen Degas. My best name she could come up with. MD, I'm assuming for medical doctor, but I don't have time for that. But thank you very much, madame, for the wonderful article. Understanding free radicals require a basic knowledge of chemistry. Oh dear. We have a minute. Atoms are supported by electrons that orbit the atom in layers called shells. Now, for those of us that loved chemical and, chemical bonding and, chemical and covalent bonding. Now, that was my favorite part of physics. I just loved transferring electrons and making ions. That explains why I didn't get laid a lot in high school. Oh dear. Well, at least it prepared me for my comedian job on Eagle FM. Thanks, bro, John. We're homies. My salary is still safe, right? Atoms are surrounded by electrons that orbit the... Now, we're going to walk through... To steal 2 minutes into Salicho to walk you through that. But before that, let's take a commercial break.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just 300 Namibian dollars a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always
great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impact? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, Don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Two minutes into the hour of 11, and
unfortunately for those of you that were listening to my brilliant nutritional advice, guys, please don't poison yourself. Seek professional nutritional advice and skincare advice. I was giving skincare advice. Turns out I'm very good at it. Now, this is where I pack the bus and hand over into the hands of Madame Helmut and Vofran Sinengela to take it over from here to, so they can speak Kuchwangi, Kuhande, Muzuhire Chwangi, City Southend, Withdraw, Heaven and... Okay, I have to go. Until tomorrow, same time, same place, on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. You all have a good one.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the I. The I.
Ipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwefu dite okoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewekike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi tayo loka opone ushendike nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatimwe bali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko, berewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.